Tuesday morning before the big holiday, which starts tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to Lansing Station for news. We are your news source, 1320 WILS. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Brett Kaczynski, who is the director of Parks and Recreation for the city of Lansing. Brett, how are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
Well, most of us, I'm doing well. Most of us are winding down, but you're just gearing up. Tell us what's going to happen for the 4th and the night of the 4th. I know there are some concerns about the fireworks. There are some municipalities that are postponing fireworks because of the heat and dry conditions we have.
Sure. Well, we are going to start. It will be a long day for us tomorrow. We are going to start at 11 a.m. with our annual parade. Best viewing for that will be in front of the Capitol, Michigan and Capitol. And we have over 70 entries right now ready for the parade. So, again, that will begin at 11 a.m. And just a chance, again, for us to celebrate our Independence Day, honor our heroes. We'll have a couple of veterans groups in there. And just a chance for the city to come together and celebrate. And then that evening, beginning at 8 p.m., we'll be in Riverfront Park with a concert by the Lansing Concert Band. We'll have our inflatables down in the park. We have plenty of vendors coming along, and then at food vendors, that is. And then at 10:15 is when our fireworks show will go off down there at Riverfront Park, Adado Riverfront Park.
Where do you set those up, and how do you take all the precautions you need to take, especially when we have these dry conditions?
Sure. We set that up at Oak Park, which is just a few blocks away. But, again, we ask people, we do shut down that park. We have the park fenced off. We'll be doing that currently because we need a safe perimeter for those fireworks to be shot off. And, again, these are the professional fireworks. And one thing I do want to remind people is, again, the best viewing for that is at Riverfront Park, and we do want to make sure that people do not bring their fireworks into Riverfront Park, any sparklers, any fountains. No fireworks will be allowed into Riverfront Park.
Who puts the fireworks together? Who shoots those off? Do you bring a company in?
We bring a professional company in, yes, each year to do that.
So, who is that, and how much does that cost? Do you know?
Well, the cost is $20,000. So we put $20,000 into this show. The company varies every year, you know, depending on who wins the bid. This is a competitive bid process that we put out for these. But, again, we do want to emphasize that these are professionals that operate this, and we want to make sure that when you're viewing those, that you leave the fireworks to the professionals.
Where's the company from, Brent?
The company this year, I believe their headquarters is in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
They have offices all over, and shooters go all over. But I think they're from Ohio. But I would have to check on that. I'm not sure. They change every year.
And you do have some sponsors that kind of cover some of the costs for that?
We do. We mm-hmm. do. And Lake Trust has been with us for a number of years, and they are sharing in the cost of these fireworks and happy to provide those to the Lansing area.
And the city vendors will be out in full force, and restaurants
yes.
open, and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. We will have the hot dog vendors. Turkey Man will be there. We'll have elephant ears. We'll have some Melting Moments ice cream. So there will be plenty of food, and it'll be a great atmosphere down there tomorrow night in the park.
All right, Brent, how's everything going with the parks? I would imagine attendance at any pools that are open is up.
You know, we have had over 8,000 people already at Hunter Park Pool, and Moores Park is open as well, and so they'll be open tomorrow for July 4th. So if folks are looking to cool down before the event that night, come on out to one of the city pools. And I know I heard this morning you had talk on lifeguards, and
mm-hmm.
that is a very important job, and we're happy with our group that we have on this year.
Brent, what are the hours of operation? How much does it cost to get into those pools?
Well, the cost is free.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty yes. cool.
Come on out. Yes, they are free. They're open noon to 4 and then 5 to 7. We take a break for dinner for our staff and just to give them a break. But noon to 4 and 5 to 7 at either one of the pools,
Hunter
Park or Moores Park.
Have you ever thought about opening up a little earlier?
During the day?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. About 7 hours is all we can do there.
Jeez, if you charge me a buck or a couple of bucks, I'd pay that free. I might be there in a half hour.
You come on out. We've got at Hunter Park, there's a rock climbing wall there. We'd love to see you go up that.
All right, Brent Kaczynski is the director for the Lansing Parks and Recreation activities for the 4th of July. Will be in full effect starting with the parade 11 o'clock tomorrow, right?
That is correct.
All right, thanks so much, Brent. Appreciate your time.
Not a problem. Have a good Independence Day.
It's 76 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS.